The Raven at the Ash Door by K.A. Lindy. Narrated by Stephanie Namet Parker. To the girls who fell for the villain before the hero. The Raven at the Ash Door is a tale of monsters, mystery, and romance. However, the story includes elements that may not be suitable for all readers. Combat, violence, death, grief, kidnapping, sex, drug and alcohol use, addiction, and gang violence are depicted. Abuse, mental health, hospitalization, genocide, colonization, and assault are discussed. Readers who may be sensitive to these elements, please take note, gather your crew, and prepare to face the Ash Door. Part 1. The Raven. Chapter 1. New magic sputtered in her veins. Sputtered, sparked, and then ignited. Finally. Where it go? Kier said into her earpiece.
Let's stick to the plan, shall we?
Graves said, his crisp British accent coursing through her. A smile came to her face. I always stick to the plan. A scoff was Graves' only reaction. Kiris was known to improvise. She'd had enough marks go south to know that she hoped for the best and planned for the worst. This was no different. The plan itself was simple. Steal a Celtic artifact, the Stone of Fall, from a Scottish warlock. After a tip from one of Graves' many old apprentices, they discovered it was being held in an underground vault in Edinburgh. The warlock in question's main ability was evocation, which meant he could call spirits and demons and monsters to do his bidding for him. Not so simple.
George,
Graves asked. His driver cleared his throat.
All clear here, boss. Walter?
Graves prompted.
As soon as the tour leaves, you'll have 5 minutes.
Their tech guy said, calm and emotionless. 5 minutes. Kearse hoped that was enough time. She shifted in position, feeling the weight of the spear of Lu at her back. A dangerous, powerful weapon forged by the gods themselves, and a last resort in all scenarios since the thing liked to whisper murder into her mind. Starting now, she whispered. She pushed aside the buzzing in her ears as she ignited a blue light in her palm. The pixie light was teardrop shape, and when she concentrated, it split into two and then two more. A handful of little lights buzzed excitedly, ready to do their job. Hard to believe these little ones were typically depicted as wisps in fiction, with their lights leading a person to their destiny or often to the darkness of a swamp to their death. The strain of her new magic made her grit her teeth, and this was the easiest of her abilities. But her old fey magic was still tied up by Lorcan Flynn. While the cauldron had seen a loophole and given her these new powers outside of her magical binding with Lorcan, her original powers that she'd had full control over, time manipulation, glamours, and the ability to predict a score, were all gone. It left the most dangerous of her magic, absorption, passive after everything she'd done to train it this summer. She even had to learn how to do her hair differently to mask her pointed fey ears from the general population. It was a pain in the ass. After 3 months, neither she nor Graves figured out a way around the binding, so she buckled down to begrudgingly train what the cauldron had given her. Other than the pixie lights, magical intuition allowed her to see who had magic and what kind, and the last two powers, in theory, were persuasion and portaling. Kearse leaned forward and blew against her palm. The pixie lights flew away from her like dandelions on the breeze. They approached the ghost tour that had just entered Southbridge Vault, where Kearse had hidden after sneaking off from her own tour. Blue lights flickered around the heads of the tour guide and the 20 tourists trekking through the dripping, low-ceilinged underground. The tour and its guide's faces suddenly went blank. Then, with a dead-eyed look, they all followed the lights out of the room, leaving Kearse alone, lure complete. They're out, Kearse said.
5 minutes start. Now,
Walter said. Kearse watched the magic spark to life at the door to the vault chamber. Walter was an apprentice-level warlock with force field magic. After working with King Louis for a time, Graves recruited him for the cauldron heist. Now he trained the young warlock, who he had previously dismissed as unworthy. Kearse liked having a tech genius